Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, I'm Kate from This Is The Kit, and it's record shop day, and we're at Rough Trade East, and this is 101 Part-Time Jobs.
All right, so you're listening to 101 Part-Time Jobs with me, Giles Bidder. On Saturday, we were at Rough Trade East for Record Store Day 2024, and we spoke to some brilliant artists who are playing that day. So here's the first chat we did with Kate Stables of This Is The Kit. This Is The Kit released a brilliant live album, live from the Minack Theatre, a cliffside venue in Cornwall. You can hear the single Careful Of Your Keepers on streaming platforms now. Here's my chat with Kate Stables.
Careful of your...
It's Record Store Day. Yeah. We're at Rough Trade East. You're Kate Stables from This Is The Kit.
Hello, you're Giles.
Giles Bidder.
Bidder, you're Giles Bidder.
Giles Alistair Roma Bidder.
You're Giles Alistair Roma Bidder.
How many middle names do you have?
None.
None?
Yeah, zero middle names.
Do you think that was a kind of... was because Kate Stables is such a strong name, there was no need for it?
I just think my parents are just quite no frills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a no frills family?
Yeah.
Records?
Yeah.
Record Store Days? When was the first time you heard about Record Store Day?
I think when it sort of... Well, actually, do you know when it started?
Do you know, this is like kind of a trivia game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I would guess 1995.
Yes, I feel like it was later than that, but I don't know. Maybe it's just because I didn't know about it until later.
Following friends down to the into town?
Yeah, just going downtown, isn't it?
Going downtown. What was the first record you bought?
The first, do you mean LP or
first
do you mean
LP.
Album? It was probably something like Ronnie Size and Represent. Because I was into records and drum and bass at that time, late 90s.
Yeah. Were you partying? Were you going out?
Yeah.
It always seems like such a fun culture. I never quite... I think with like with music, you kind of, to an extent, unless you're really brave, exposure is taste. So what your friends are listening to, the party that your families might be going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have friends that introduced you to that kind of music?
Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah, definitely. I mean, as friends, we all introduced each other to different things and stuff. And
it's a good friendship.
And again, like going to record shops is how you find out about new stuff back then. Mm-hmm. So actually probably still how I find out about new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, record shops, magazines, chatting to your mates.
Got any good memories of going to record stores and asking, I'm into this. What would you recommend?
I have memories of being sort of quite shy and traumatized by interactions with record shop staff because... I was very shy and they seemed quite confident and terrifying. Mm-hmm. So mainly it was that. I remember getting a Blur album and feeling a bit like it wasn't what I was expecting. Like, I was slightly disappointed, which is silly because now when I listen to that particular album, I think, oh, this is amazing. Anyway, got it, took it back and said, can I change it for a Supergrass album, please? And the guy took it quite personally. He was like, what, why didn't you like it? He sort of wanted to sort of interrogate me about why I didn't think it was an amazing album. And I was just like, can I just change it, please?
That's always going to be part of the conversation. You're always going to have friends or people who work at record stores like, oh, you like that, do you? I like that. I embrace that. I was once scared of it.
I say no shame. Yeah, these days, I just think it's important to adopt a no shame policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're going to like next.
Yeah, and everything's... got merit.
Everything's got merit.
Yeah.
This live record that's coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's hope that's got a bit of merit.
When did you record it? And where's the venue? I didn't recognise the venue name.
Okay, so it was a gig we played last May at the Minack Theatre, and it's like this open air amphitheatre in the cliffs of Cornwall. And it's really an amazing place. It feels like you're sort of, on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah. How did you find out about it?
Well, I'd heard about it because I think a lot of sort of plays and stuff get put on there mainly. Mm. And this is why, because it's actually really hard loading in equipment and sound systems to a sheer drop like cliff gig.
Mm-hmm.
So normally it's just like theatre.
Were the crew hikers?
Well, they were afterwards. I mean, we all like the next day, no one could walk. It was so extreme. But yeah, Minack Theatre, lovely place in Cornwall. It was a gig organised by a great venue in Falmouth called the Cornish Bank. I don't know if you've heard of that place. But they're great guys, and they had this bonkers idea for us to play a gig at this place, and we did it, and it was so special, and I'm really glad we got to sort of document it, recorded it, filmed it, and now we can revisit it.
And you're the perfect band to do something like that, because seeing you at the Barbican, seeing you at the Royal Albert Hall, it's like, okay, what's next? How can the place that you're in elevate the music?
Yeah, it's...
And it's quiet. I think I say you're the perfect band for it because you're quiet enough for the elements to be part of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I think even a loud band, the elements get in there. You know, look at Pink Floyd at Pompeii or whatever. I just think it's fun. Different venues are sort of what make it interesting and, like, change the gig so much for the people playing and for the people listening.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's important. The space you're in is really fun.
Do you find yourself speaking with the other band members about, okay, how do we make the next thing different and exciting?
What are we going to play next, guys? No. I'm pretty the opposite of proactive. I just sort of roll with whatever turns up.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, I think your songs kind of sound like that, with the kind of repetitive nature of it.
Very lackadaisical.
I often think it's almost like like someone singing to their kid.
Right. Yeah, no, it's just me singing to myself. It's just the sound of the inside of my brain. That's all songs are, isn't it? Really?
Are you in Buckinghamshire? Are
Not
you living
at the
in
moment.
Buckinghamshire? Where the other... No, right now we're in London.
No, I mean, I grew up in Winchester. What's that? Hampshire?
Hey, Hampshire, yeah.
What about you?
Buckinghamshire. But I thought there was a Buckinghamshire thing with This Is The Kit.
I
Not
don't
sure why.
Think so.
Yeah. Were there local venues? Were there particular local venues that you would... go to kind of meaningful places? Or?
Yeah, the Railway Inn in Winchester, went there a lot. That's great. And that's still going. But like a lot of these sort of grassroots, small, independent venues, like it's always on the brink of a disaster. So, but yeah, but it's a great place.
What have you found, like becoming an adult and playing music, it's never a straightforward journey.
No.
When you think of the moments when you had to make difficult choices.
Yeah.
Or say, yes, I'm going to do this in lieu of something else.
Yeah.
What comes to mind? What kind of moment in your life was a kind of changing moment, whether it was music or work?
What do you mean? Well, what, a music job or a different job?
Well, if you had to choose music over work.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if I even chose it. Although, let's think, yeah, I was sort of doing other jobs at the same time as music since I left school. And then when I moved to France, that was when I stopped really doing other jobs. And I think at that point, actually, it's true that when you sort of make the dangerous decision of not having any other source of income, that's when the universe sort of engages and sort of things, you know, you just make album because you've got to. It's sort of needs must scenario.
Yeah.
And so...
It's funny how it does that.
Yeah,
And I think most people are terrified of that happening.
Yeah.
But most cases when that happens... It's okay. It's very hard to talk about these things as sweeping statements.
Yeah, it's really hard to generalize. But I mean, I was lucky. I sort of managed to scrape by, and then slowly it became a sort of sustainable source of income for me and my bandmates. Yeah. So that's the goal, really, isn't it?
Big time.
Yeah.
Kate Stables, 101 part-time jobs. I bought is the Kit Keep Cup.
Oh yes,
and I lost
God
it.
God bless you.
The very next
day.
Yeah,
people do lose keep cups, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's usually boys.
Excuse, I was on a bicycle, and I had it in my.
Okay, extra points for being on a bike. Well done.
And I actually went back after work and tried to find out the sort of six and a half miles through town.
Oh, well done. Yeah,
I was keeping my eye out.
That's me. I was generalising them because it's true that on tour, it's always the boys that lose their refillable bottle and their keep cups. They just can't look after their shit.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on this.
Of course you can say shit. Okay, you can say the worst things you can ever imagine.
Right. Well, I just did. I just generalised about all boys.
All boys. I mean, do you know, I mean, it is an interesting conversation because I'm trying to more and more, I mean, like most people, I feel like I'm late with this, trying to have things that I don't throw away.
Yeah.
And a keep cup's a perfect thing for it. Because you go to the coffee shop, you put it in there, and I'm explaining to you the benefits of a keep cup, and you sold me one.
Yeah.
Is that worth?
I mean, the thing is, we're a funny society that's obsessed with sort of having drinks all the time while we walk around in a rush, you know what I mean? So that's a bit weird.
But it's a safety drink. It's a safety diet.
It's a useful thing. Like, you can use it for if you've got a dash off, you can pour your drink in it and dash off. If you've got a bit of food left over, you can just put it in your cup, you know, whatever.
Are you a doggy bag kind of person?
Yeah, yeah. Picnics and doggy bags.
And you know, I mean, I don't have any shame with that stuff. I'm more than happy to take the food home with me. But
oh, yeah.
I mean, some people find it a bit difficult to ask.
I get enraged at waste, so I'd rather be humiliated asking then be responsible for waste.
I feel humiliated asking questions all the time.
Me too.
What's one specific job that you had that stands out in your lifetime?
One specific job that I had that stands out in my lifetime? Well, I guess the first job one has is always a sort of one dear to our hearts. I was 15 and I got a job working in a local pub in Winchester. Mm-hmm. And I worked there until I was sort of in my early 20s.
You liked it enough then?
Yeah, it was great. We liked it. Yeah, my sisters worked there. I worked there. It was a nice family affair. It was great.
That's it. A good pub is a good home. Public house. It feels like the youth club for adults.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And they had go night every Wednesday. And then when I would clean the pub on a Thursday morning, I'd find go pieces, and it felt like treasure. If I was feeling responsible, like hand them, give them back.
Thank you very much, Kate Stables.
Thank you, Giles.
So there was Kate Stables of This Is The Kit here on 101 Part-Time Jobs, our record store day, or maybe as Kate Stables likes to say it, record shop day special at Rough Trade East. Thanks to Rough Trade East for having us. Thanks to Olivia Swash for production and Nick Steinkamp for videoing. You can find some clips and reels on our Instagram at 101 Part-Time Jobs Pod, and we're on TikTok there as well. These short interviews are also going to be up on our YouTube, which you can find at 101 Part-Time Jobs. And we'll be right back with some more chats from the day. So subscribe where you're hearing this to get them.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry,
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.